弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
这边有一点请求。
Let me ask of something first.
请为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
因为我很久没有在台上有一些交通。
Because I haven't shared here for a while.
所以很需要弟兄姐妹的祷告的托住。
I need the support of your prayer.
那如果讲的不是很完整，或者是讲的大家听的有点不是能够很畅通的话，请大家真的在主里面也能够多多的接纳。
So if my message is not very clear or maybe doesn't flow very smoothly, just please just.
我们感谢主啊，能够再一次在他面前有一次的聚集。
So thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to gather here.
刚才弟兄带领我们唱的诗歌。
And the hymn that the brother just led us on and sing.
我觉得也是一个神在我们心中有一个很大的盼望。
That God has a hope for us.
这是大卫所写的诗。
This is a psalm that David wrote.
大卫在他一生里面，他很多的征战。
There was a lot of struggle in the life of David.
最后他把整个以色列好像统一起来。
Only until he was able to unify the entire Israel.
但是在他的心中，
But in his heart,
他只有一件事。
He had one desire.
他要住在耶和华的殿中。
And that desire was to live in the house of the Lord.
瞻仰他的柔美。
And to partake of his one beauty and goodness.
不管他在治理国家里面多忙，
So no matter how busy he was to oversee an entire nation,
他遇见多少的患难，多少的生死，这个交关的事情，
Or that there were so many trials and tribulations and things of life and death.
要是换成我们，我们可能真的是都完全忙得没有办法与主有亲近。
So if it were us, we probably would not be able to handle it nor have the time to spend with the Lord.
但是他从他写的诗里面我们可以看见。
But from the Psalms he's written, we can see.
在他一生当中他就一件事情。
That in his entire life, there's only one desire.
我不知道大家现在不管你在念书也好，你在工作也好，或者是你在家中服侍也好。
So I don't know whether you're in school or working or even serving at home.
你手上有几件事？
How many things are you looking after?
但愿我们能够像大卫一样。
May we be like David.
我们在这个末世的当中。
That in these end times.
我们就只有一件事。
That and there's only one thing for us as well.
主他自己。
The Lord himself.
今天跟大家弟兄们有一点弟兄姐妹有点交通的我们先来看几节的经文。
So for today's sharing, let us open several passages in the Bible.
请我们打开约翰福音第一章。
The first is the Gospel of John chapter 1.
我们打开第一章三十五节，我们从三十五节开始好了。
Chapter 1 verse 38, starting from 38. 35, sorry.
弟兄来念哈。
Let the brothers read first.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”
Then the next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him saying this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want?
这边主耶稣问这两个跟着他来的说，你们要什么？
So here Jesus asked the two that were following, saying that, What do you want?
我们知道当我们刚认识主的时候，
We know that when we first came to know the Lord,
我们一定有一些里面有一些期望。
There is some hope and expectations in us.
我们听到福音的时候。
So when we heard of the gospel.
我们也许在人生在这个地上正好有一些需要，有一些困难，我们需要解决的。
So perhaps it was at a time in our life where there's some difficulties or hardship that need to be dealt with.
所以当我们听到福音的时候，好像看见一个希望，一个拯救。
So when we heard of the gospel, we saw this hope and this salvation.
虽然每一个人接受主的原因都不太一样。
But although everyone's the reason for their acceptance of the Lord is different.
但我们知道，实在是因为我们里面有一个需要。
But we know that it's because there's a need in us.
所以主也问我们，我们要什么。
So the Lord also asks us, what do we want?
我们为什么要来跟从耶稣？
Why do we want to come and follow him?
因为我们知道这两个门徒啊，他本来是在施洗约翰的，等于可以说是施洗约翰的门下。
So these two disciples were originally following John the Baptist.
当然跟随施洗约翰的绝对不止两个人。
But of course there are many more people who followed John the Baptist.
从圣经经节里面我们知道，很多人那时候因为施洗约翰起来，很多人愿意。来跟随他。
So when John the Baptist came around, there were a multitude of people that followed him.
但当施洗约翰看见主的时候，他说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
圣经在那边记载的，就两个人就离开了约翰，施洗约翰来跟从主了。
So the Bible records that there were two of the disciples that left John the Baptist to follow Jesus.
所以对这两个门徒来讲，他们一定心里有一个很大的渴慕。
So to these two disciples, they must have a strong thirst.
因为就单单因为施洗约翰讲说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
Because just based on John the Baptist's words saying that, behold, this is the Lamb of God.
因为当我在思想在今天的交通里面。
So in today's sharing.
我就感觉就是说，包括我想到我自己刚信主的时候，以及知道很多弟兄姐妹刚信主时候的光景的时候。
So I was thinking that I remember what it was like when I just started come to know the Lord.
其实我并不是像这两个门徒一样，因为是看见这是神的羔羊。
I wasn't like these two disciples who saw that this is the Lamb of God.
我可能不是很清楚。
I wasn't very clear.
我可能那时候，或者是有些弟兄姐妹刚信主的时候，那时候可能是因为有某些的需要。
Or perhaps because like some brothers and sisters here that there was a need.
或者是你身体有软弱，所以有需要得着医治。
Or physically you were weak or there's a need and needed God's healing.
或者那时候正在找工作
，or perhaps we were looking for a new job，
很紧急
，and it was a very tough time。
或者那时候正在申请一个奖学金
，or maybe applying for a scholarship。
结果有人给你介绍耶稣
，at that time someone introduced Jesus to you。
然后有人为你祷告
，and someone prayed for you。
然后感谢主，主好像帮你开路了
，and thank the Lord that He opened the path for you。
那我们实在是心里满了感谢，所以我们实在很愿意来接受主。
So our heart is filled with gratitude, and we're willing to come and follow the Lord.
但是这里好像跟这两个门徒的那个有点不太一样。
But perhaps it's slightly different from what these disciples are, these disciples here.
但是我们更感谢主主耶稣问了他们这句话。
But we thank the Lord for asking them this.
你们要什么
？What do you want?
祖先问我们。我们来到他面前，我们是要什么
？The Lord first asked us, "What do we want when we come before Him?"
但是其实主这里有更大的心意。
But God has a bigger plan here.
所以主后面有说：“你们来看。”
So follows, He says, "Look."
其实主是要我们看见，我们要跟随主，我们要知道，我们要明白他要什么。
So the purpose is that by us coming to the Lord, we will come to know what He desires.
其实不是我们要什么。
It is not what we want.
我想我们要的东西太多了。
I think there are way too many things that we want.
从我们开始，因为在座大部分都是 读书，然后过来留学，最后成家立业，找工作等等的。
Probably more, perhaps most of us here came here for school and then had a career and had a family here.
所以如果真的问我们要什么，可能每一在座的所提出来的，我们归纳一下，也许要的东西就太多了。
If the Lord asks us what we want and we take a count, there will probably be a lot.
何况你现在要的跟再过五年以后你要的可能又不一样了。
And what you want now is different for you what you want in the future, 5 years from now.
但是我们的主他心中其实有一个很大的盼望。
But our Lord, he has a hope.
我们要从我们要什么其实到认识到我们的主他要什么。
From what we want to a point where we want to know what he desires.
为什么我会想到交通这一点呢？
So why did I want to share this point with you?
因为这跟我们跟随主的道路，我们能够走得好不好，其实有很大的关系。
This has a lot of relationship to how well we can how well we travel with him and our walk with him.
因为如果我们一直停留在我们要什么，
If we always stop at the point where what we want.
我们感谢主，主就像那个我们慈爱的父母一样啊，我们所需要的，他一一的来供应，一一的来开路。
We thank the Lord, He is like a gracious parent, that whatever we need, He will provide.
但是如果我们一直停留在我们要什么，然后主来供应的话
，And if we continue to stay on this point and saying, only focus on what we want and when the Lord provides.
我相信如果在这里信主稍微多年一点的弟兄或姐妹
For the brothers and sisters who have been walked with the Lord for many more years,
我们回想看看我们所认识的很多有些弟兄姐妹在这些年当中有很多就刚信主的时候也很喜乐
So in many of these years, if we think back, in the beginning, they were very joyful when they came to know the Lord.
但是一年两年五年十年过去之后
But as the years pass by, year, 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 years,
很多人都不见了
People disappear.
当然有各式各样的原因
There are many different reasons.
有些实在是因为主的旨意而把他们也许差派或送到其他地方去
Some is perhaps because of the will of God that he brought them to other places.
但我们也知道很多就没有办法跟随下去了。
And we also know that many were not able to follow him anymore.
所以我觉得在我里面有一个很重的负担啊。
So in my heart there's a big burden.
跟随主实在不是单单当我们要什么，主给我们什么，我们在这个阶段而已。
Following the Lord is not that we focus on what we want and the Lord will provide and we stay there.
所以当我在思想的时候就让我想到我们实在要对主他的心意要有点认识。
So when I was considering this, I thought that we should find out about his will, his desire.
没错，一个刚刚信主的时候就像一个婴孩。
When we first came to know the Lord, we're just like a big infant.
在座的很多初为父母的或者是已经有孩子们的都知道当婴孩的时候当然他有什么需要就要马上给他。
For infant or baby, for parents, you know that when the baby needs something, you need to satisfy.
所以当我们刚信主的时候我们常常很多的一些难处主很快的帮我们解决。
When we first trusted him, whatever the difficulty is, he will help us right away.
我相信在座的很多弟兄姐妹都可以做这些见证了。
I think many of you could probably testify to that.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
但是当我慢慢要渐长的时候
But as when we started to grow.
或者说如果你的孩子现在已经到十岁了
Or for example, your child is 10 years old now.
他还是每天就坐在椅子上张口等着你喂他。
And if he's sitting in his chair and waiting for you to feed him.
或者是当他想要一个玩具的时候你不给他的时候他就坐在那边嚎啕大哭
Or if he wants to play with something you don't give it to him then he cries
他已经十岁了
And when the child is 10 years old
那我不晓得，如果你有这样的孩子，你会不会很紧张啊
？I don't know if you worry about having such a if you have such a child.
可能要找一些人来有一些帮助。
Perhaps you need to find some people to help you.
所以，如果当我们信主一天一天越来越要长进的时候
，So as we trust in the Lord day by day and when we're growing，
我们必须回到一个很基本的问题。
We must return to a very basic question.
我们要认识神的心意。
We need to understand His heart.
认识神的心意不是说我要结婚了，那个弟兄或姐妹是谁啊
？Understand His heart is not that I'm getting married or who is that brother and sister.
或者是我现在工作有人给我两个到三个 offer， 我要选哪一个
？Or I need to find a job and I have 2-3 offers. To which one do I pick?
或者是说，甚至我要到哪个地方聚会哦？因为很多教堂嘛，我到底是要去哪一个比较符合我需要的
？Or there are many churches around. Which one will help me the most？
这些都很重要。
These are very important questions.
但这都不是最基本的，认识神的心意。
But these are not the basic questions we ask when we want to understand His heart.
所以我就想到，我们要回到最基本的话，可能我们要回到创世纪。
So I thought that if we were to return to the basics, we must turn back to Genesis.
那我们就到创世纪第一章好了。
Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 1.
不过我相信大家因为对这个都很熟了。
I think we're probably very familiar.
所以我就读几个我要点到的都不全部读了。
So I'll pick several places in the passage and read it.
我们知道创世纪当然是讲神的创造。
We know that Genesis speaks of the creation of God.
所以创世纪来讲，其实是整本圣经的一个序啊。
The Genesis is the prologue of the entire Bible.
那创世纪的第一章呢，又是创世纪的等于它的一个序。
And the first chapter of Genesis also its prologue.
虽然我们知道我们在讲到创世纪，特别第一章，我们看到神的创造。
Especially when we see in chapter 1, it speaks of His creation.
但从神的创造的法则里面，我们看看可不可以摸着一点神他真正的心意是什么。
Perhaps we can understand His heart just a little bit by looking at this process of His creation.
所以我们现在今天我们交通一点创世纪哦，就不是来看看哦，这个到底是创造论是对的，还是进化论是对的。
So the focal point for today sharing is not about whether evolution is correct or creationism is correct.
因为创世纪第一章呢，我在读的时候以及去找寻一些资料的时候，我觉得真的跟我们信主啊几乎都有很大的关系。
So when I was studying this passage, I find that there's a lot of similarity in relation to how to us trusting in the Lord.
所以我们看看可不可以在这上面有一点得着。
So hopefully we'll receive something from here.
那我也盼望啊，在我们当中，特别是年轻的弟兄或姐妹。
But I want to hope, especially for the younger brothers and sisters here.
在这个上面呢，真的是能够多注意一点。
That we can take notice.
因为真的是关系到我们能不能够在认识主的上面啊，能够有一个新的一个更清楚的认识。
So it basically relates to whether or not we can have a new understanding of the Lord.
因为其实创世纪当我们读的时候，我们要有一个正确的观念是，我们不是只是看看神的创造。
When we look at Genesis, we're not just looking at His creation.
而是要明白神起初的心意。
But to understand His heart in the beginning.
因为借着他创造，他也造了我们。
Because by His creation, well, He also created us.
所以他创造不是没有目的的。
His creation is not without a purpose.
所以在这个目的上面呢，我们也既然参与在其中。
And in this purpose, we are also a participant.
所以这很实在很重要。
So it is very important.
那从预表的角度来看啊。
From the type here.
我们知道神用七天。
God used 7 days
创造了一切
to create everything.
但严格来讲呢，他是用七天来恢复了一切。
But in other words, you could also say that he restored everything in 7 days.
因为在创世纪除了第一章第一节第二节之后
besides chapter 1 verse 1 and 2
这是一个两个完全不一样的一个光景。
These are two very different pictures.
所以呢，严格讲起来，当第三节开始，有第一天、第二天，一直到第七天。
So if you look at chapter verse 3 and onwards, from there's one first day, second day, and etc. till the seventh day.
是神在做一个补网的工作。
God is doing a mending, the work of mending the net.
因为那时候神所创造的已经被撒旦那个堕落的天使所污染的。
Because at that time, whatever God's creation has already been corrupted by the fallen angel, Satan himself.
所以神要再重新做恢复起来。
So God needs to do the work of restoration.
所以这七天呢，等于神在做一个恢复补网的工作。
So in the 7 days that recorded here is a restoration.
那我不全部重读了，但是呢，我就把每一天在创世纪所描述的，来就点到。
So I won't read the entire passage, but I'll just mention every single day the things that happen.
第五节，神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
So verse 5, God called the light day and the darkness he called light, and there was night, and there was evening, and there was morning the first day.
第八节，神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，这是第二日。
Verse 8, God called the expanse sky, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day.
十三节，有晚上，有早晨，这是第三日。
Verse 13, and there was the evening, and there was morning the third day.
十九节有晚上有早晨，这是第四日。
And verse 19, and there's morning and evening, and this is the fourth day.
好，那我想大家知道，再继续念下去，我还是念这个，所以我就不下去了，一直到第七日。
So you know that if I continue to read, I will continue to read this verse and all the way till the seventh day.
有晚上有早晨。
And there was evening and there was morning.
这是一天。
And that is one day.
所以我们知道犹太人算一天呢，正好跟我们现在有点相反。
We know that the Jews when they calculate one day, it's slightly different from what we're counting today.
我们现在算天都是从早上到晚上嘛，对不对
？So we count the morning till the evening.
所以严格讲起来，我们是照着埃及的算法。
So in, we're really doing it according to the Egyptians.
但是呢？如果根据神的选民犹太人他们一天是晚上到早上
But according to the Israelites it's the evening and morning that's considered one day
为什么晚上到早上对于属神的人来讲很重要
Why is it very important to those who belong to God that from evening to morning
因为每一天其实就代表着神的儿女生命每一天都有一个不同的长进
So every day represents a growth in the life of God's children.
有不同的成长，不同在阶段上面能够继续，能够生命能够成熟。
And there's growth in the life and different states and that it continues onward.
为什么要晚上再到早上呢
？Why is it first the evening followed by the morning?
因为我们生命如果要长进呢，一定是要从死到活。
Because in order for our life to grow, we must experience death first, from death to life.
所以我们都是从晚上到早上。
So for us, it's always from evening to morning.
我们如果没有经历死而复活的这个一个过程呢，我们的生命其实没有办法能够成长。
If we have not experienced the process of life, death, and then being resurrected, and then our life cannot grow.
这时我想到保罗。保罗他在大马色的路上。
This reminds me of Paul on the road to Damascus.
我们知道他在大马色的路上呢，他是要去捉拿基督徒的。
On the road to Damascus, his purpose was to go capture the Christians.
结果他被大光照到。
But a bright light shone upon him.
他就扑倒在地上。
And he fell upon the side of the road.
那意味着，那个大光来之前呢，保罗是在一个黑暗的光景里面。
So which means that before this great light shone upon him, he was in darkness.
所以呢, 保罗的光景就好像在创世纪第一章第二节那边一样啊, 他是在空虚混沌的里面。
So Paul's situation is like the Genesis chapter 1 and 2, that he was in this, this confusion, this emptiness.
所以当保罗在王的面前做见证的时候, 他就想到创世纪第一章。
When he was testifying before the king, he remembered Genesis chapter 1.
他看见神在他里面运行。
He saw God was traveling.
然后神说要有光就有了光。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
那个大光就照到保罗身上。
And this great light shone upon Paul.
所以从此保罗他眼睛才被打开。
And from that day on forward, his eyes were opened.
那我们也想到啊, 第一个逾越节, 以色列人过的第一个逾越节。
And we'll also think of the first Passover that the Jews had.
那是神在第十灾里面做的最后一个神迹。
And that was in the 13, the plagues, that was the last one.
那一个晚上呢, 灭命的天使呢, 要巡行整个埃及地。
So that day, the angel was going to cleanse the entire land of the Egyptians.
击杀所有投生的。
And to kill all the firstborn.
除非在这个, 住的里面呢, 有血, 门框, 门楣上面有血盖住。
And the angel was going to pass over any door that was painted with the blood.
凡是有血盖住的,
all that was covered with blood.
灭命的天使就越过,
and the angel of death would pass over and would not kill.
那个晚上,
that night.
所以严格讲起来, 所有的基督徒啊, 我们都是晚上诞生的。
So for Christians, we're actually born in the night.
因为主的宝血遮盖我们。
Because his blood covered over us.
当我们重生得救,
when we were born again,
我们从黑夜到了天亮。
We passed through the night to the morning.
我们经历了第一次死而复活的经历。
And that was our first experience of life and of death and being resurrected.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
This is a very amazing.
神他算他的日子是从黑夜到从晚上到早上。
And God calculates his day from evening to morning.
但是我们的生命必须不断的从死里复活，从死而复生。
And our life needs to continue to repeatedly over and over again, from death to resurrection and death to resurrection.
这就是新造的故事。
And this is the story of creation.
神让我们看见, 当我们在这整个生命的过程里面,
God helps us to see that in this entire life.
先是黑夜, 然后才是黎明。
There's first the evening and then followed by morning.
所以我们感谢主啊, 这个死而复活的经历呢, 其实就是圣经常常讲的, 十字架的经历。
So thank the Lord that this experience of death and resurrection is the experience of the cross.
你有没有在黑夜的经历里面呢?
Are you in experiencing the evening?
我们不可能永远都在白天。
We will not forever, will not always be in day.
圣经里面有个人物, 最好代表我们主的, 不知道大家知不知道。
There's a person in the Bible that it best represents our Lord. I don't know if you know.
约瑟,
Joseph.
旧约的约瑟,
the Joseph in the Old Testament.
他是雅各最疼爱的。
He was the one that was loved most by Jacob.
但是呢, 他要经过一大堆的被逼迫。 甚至被杀害,
and he endured a lot of persecution and people trying to kill him and being forsaken. There's none other who's more who suffer more than him.
至少, 在我自己以及我认识的人身上好像还没有人比约瑟更惨呢。
So at least from the people that I know or from my life, no one has experienced more than Joseph.
他经过了黑夜。
He has experienced night.
但是最后神让他高升。
But in the end, God exalted him.
他成为埃及的宰相。
He became the bishop, the right hand of the king in Egypt.
这就是一个从死里复活的一个故事。
So this is the story of death and resurrection.
几乎所有圣经里面很多我们看见，特别是这些信心的伟人里面，没有一个例外的。
Especially in these stories that we see in the Bible, the story of the giants of faith, there are no exceptions.
每一个都要经历黑夜到早晨。
Every single one of them must experience night and followed by the morning.
我们在黑夜当中的时候，我们就在这里等候主。
While we're in at night, we're waiting for the Lord.
我们在黑夜的当中的时候，我们就要更倚靠主。
While we're in the night, we must depend upon Him even more.
我们更愿意能够背起主在我们身上所放的那个十字架。
And we must be even more willing to bear the cross that He's placed in our lives.
我们才有可能经历从死而复活。
Only in this way can we experience death and resurrection.
实在感谢主。
So truly thank the Lord.
他借着他在创世纪里面第一章里面，实在让我看见，当神一天一天，总共七天里面，他在创造里面也看见了生命的不同的长进。
And we see that in this first chapter, from day after day, in these 7 days, that there's a growth in life.
每一次死而复活里面，我们就看见这个生命又成长。
And whenever there's a death and resurrection, we see that life grows some more.
第一天是什么？就是那个光跟黑暗分开。
The first was that the lights were separated.
这就像我们刚刚接受主一样，我们从黑暗的光景里面看见神的光一照，我们得救了，我们就接受主了。
This is like when we first came to know the Lord, that He came to us and this light was caused us to separate, and we came to know Him and we're saved.
那第二天呢？
And the second,
神他造出空气。
God created the sky. Expand the air.
那还有呢？将空气以下的水呢，空气以上的水呢，来分开。
So he separated the expanse of water above the water, so that it created sky in between.
这又多了一些。
So then this has become adds to it.
这个里面呢，内容丰富了一点。
And it's the content is a little bit richer.
然后呢，接下来呢？在第三天我们看见了，这时候呢开始有地出来了，海聚集了，然后呢神让地发生了青草和结种子的菜蔬。
So the third day there was God created land, gathered the water so that land appeared, and then there was vegetation that produced seeds and fruit.
生命开始有生命的成长出来了。
And life has it's growing.
你有没有这样经历呢？
Have you had this experience?
当你经历过一次的困难，一次的困境，当神把你带过去的时候，
And when you've experienced hardship and that God helped you to pass through it,
你有没有发现你里面不太一样？
Do you find that you're different inside?
在第四天呢，神他造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星，就把这些光列摆在天空，普照在地上，管理昼夜，分别明暗。
So on the fourth day, God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars.
可以看见这里面有更多不同的变化。
And there's even more change here.
其实在创造里面呢，第一天跟第四天是对的。
In creation, the first day and the fourth day are complementary.
第二天跟第五天是对的。
And the second and the fifth day are complementary.
第三天跟第六天是对的。
The third and the sixth are complementary.
但里面又不太一样。
But they're also different.
很奇妙。
It's very interesting, amazing.
跟你的生命里面是不是有这样的有这样的不同的变化？
In your life, is this kind of change?
神让我们看见，这不单单他的创造。
God helps us see not only His creation.
他让我们看见生命成长的过程，就是有晚上，有早上。
And He helps us to see the process and how life grows. There's evening and there's morning.
那我们来看第五天。
Let's take a look at the fifth day.
啊，现在天空水中有鱼，天空有飞鸟。
So there was a fish in the water and bird in the sky.
开始有一个飞的生命出来了。
They start to have a life, a flying life.
那个生命开始超越了。
And that life surpasses.
所以我再说，不要怕有黑夜。
So let us not be afraid of the night.
黑夜是必然的。
There must be night.
不管这黑夜是仇敌来的，或者是因着我们自己在环境里面的光景。
Whether this night comes from the enemy or from our situation in our life.
但是如果你能靠得住。
But if you can depend upon him.
神在十字架上面的功课，然后让你从黑夜到黎明。
And if you could remember the lesson of the cross, then he will help you to travel from the evening to the morning.
我们的生命才能够又一点长进。
And then our life will grow a little bit more.
最后，在第六日，我们看见神造出野兽、牲畜，还有一切昆虫。
On the sixth day, he created living creatures and livestock animals and insects.
然后呢，他造了人。
And then he finally created man.
有他神自己形象的人。
A man in his own image.
当我们一直这样子从死到活。
When we continue to repeat death and life.
这是不是就是罗马书讲的磨成神儿子的形象？
Isn't this what Romans tells us that we're changed to conform to the image of Christ?
很奇妙。
It's very amazing.
这也不单单我们常常讲这个是要来对付进化论的。
So we often say that this helps us to counter against evolution.
不是，这是跟我们生命长进有极其密切的关系。
No, but rather this has a very intimate relationship to how our life grows.
我们真的只有借着十字架，我们从死到活，从黑夜到早晨。
By the cross, we progress from death to life and from evening to morning.
我们一天一天会被磨成神儿子的样式。
And day after day, we are changed to conform to be molded into His image.
直到这个光景的时候。
Only if we know this.
第七天，神他安息了。
Only until this happens on the seventh day that God rested.
所以这也是神的工作。
So this is also His work.
神要把我们做到像神儿子耶稣基督的那个样子，他才完成他的工作。
He wants to shape us until we are in the image of Christ. Only until then His work is complete.
所以当神钉在十字架上面，他说成了。
So when Christ was on the cross, He said it is complete. It's finished.
那个指的是救恩。
He was referring to the salvation.
但是对我们来讲，那个是刚开始。
But to us, it's just the beginning.
神开始要在我们里面，那个新造的人里面开始工作。
He starts the work, his work in this new creation, in us, a new creation.
有晚上，有早晨，这是一日。
There's evening and morning, and that was one day.
六天的工作。
The work of the 6 days.
神完成了他的工作。
God completed his work.
神这时候他可以休息了。
Only then, then he rested.
他的休息是那个心完全满足了。
And when he rested, his heart was satisfied.
所以我们要真的要稍微能够明白神他的心意究竟是什么。
So we need to understand what God's heart is.
今天不是我们要什么。
It is not that what we want to.
我们在这里看见神为什么要这样工作。
We can see here why does God want does his work in this way.
神他要什么。
What does he want?
他要我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants us to be molded into the image of his son.
他今天不单单要我们在这地上能够侍奉，能够服侍他。
Today not only does he want us to serve him and to walk with him.
这是要的，因为这是在这过程里面不可缺少的。
This is what he wants because this cannot be lacking in this process.
但神最终的那个目的呢，若我们不知道。
But his ultimate goal we don't know.
我们可能在这一些服事里面，在一些追求里面，我们可能失去了方向。
But perhaps in our service or in our pursuit, we lost direction.
我实在盼望我们在这些，特别在很最基本、最重要的上面，我们能够稍微比以前更明白。
So I hope that we can have a better understanding, especially in these basic things and the things that are very important.
因为这也关系到为什么我们要这样的聚会。
This also affects why we gather in such a way.
为什么我们不那样的聚会？
Why don't we worship or gather in a different way?
如果我们能够明白神的心意，
If we understand His heart,
我们才能够真的就像那两个门徒一开始，虽然他们还是也不是完全明白。
Perhaps then we'll perhaps be like the disciples, although they don't quite completely understand either.
但是他们愿意离开帮助他们的施洗约翰。
But they're willing to leave John the Baptist who was helping them.
来跟随耶稣。
To follow Jesus.
这里并不是说施洗约翰他有什么不好，或者他什么不对。
It's not saying that there's something wrong with John the Baptist or something not right with him.
而是他们看见这是神的羔羊。
But it is that they saw that Jesus was the Lamb of God.
所以他们知道这才是他们真正要跟随的目标。
So they realize that this is the true one they should be following.
施洗约翰他们以前的老师帮助他们。
John the Baptist was their teacher, was helping them.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们也得到造就。
That they were also helped.
但是那个帮助只是其中一个过程而已。
But this encouragement, that particular help was just part of the process.
当主亲自在他们面前的时候，
But when Christ was before them,
他们必须有个决定。
They must make a decision.
他们要跟随耶稣。
They wanted to follow Jesus.
这也是施洗约翰的盼望。
This is also the hope of John the Baptist.
所以当有人来问施洗约翰的时候，
So when people came to ask John the Baptist,
他说人到耶稣那边越来越多了，你的门徒越来越少了。
They said that there are more and more people following Jesus, and you have fewer and fewer disciples.
这要是在我们身上，我们心里第一个感觉一定酸酸的。
If it is in our life, we'll probably feel a bit bitter.
对啊，这些人大部分都是我带起来的。
And these are the ones that I saw. I helped them.
结果现在都一个一个都改行了。
So one by one they left.
但是感谢主，施洗约翰他是有看见的人。
But thank the Lord, John the Baptist is someone who saw.
他知道他在这个地上的目的是什么。
He understands his purpose in life in this world.
他也是跟这些门徒一样，他是要对准他的眼目在耶稣基督的身上。
And he is just like these his disciples that his eyes are also upon the Lord.
所以他是主耶稣基督的开路先锋。
He's the one that prepared the way for our Lord.
但开路先锋不能取代这个王。
But the one preparing the way cannot be a substitute for the king.
所以他说，愿他兴旺，愿我衰微。
So he said, may he grow and may I decrease.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是一个认识有认识的人。
This is someone whose eyes are open.
所以我也盼望弟兄姐妹，我们也能够知道。
And I hope that brothers and sisters that we will also know.
当我们跟随主的脚步上面。
That when we're following in our walk.
主是我们真的唯一的。
He is our only one.
不管我们是在读书，是在工作，特别是在服事上面。
Whether we're in school or working, but especially in our service.
绝对不能因着我们手上有的我们的需要，我们却把我们的主忘了。
We should not and cannot forget our Lord by focusing on what we want or what we need.
刚才这里讲的都是我们在个人上面的长进，生命的灵命上面的成长。
The things that we spoke of are referring to our growth in our life, in our spiritual life.
有黑夜，有早上。
There's evening and there's morning.
但是在团体里面也是一样。
But in this body of Christ, it's the same.
整个团体那个心腹要成熟也是要经过死里复活。
For the bride to be perfect, there she must experience death and resurrection.
因为神他在寻找一个身体。
For God is seeking after a bride, a body, this body of Christ.
能够匹配他的。
That is worthy of him.
所以这个团体呢，也是要有从黑夜到早上。
So his body will also experience from evening to morning.
我们从约翰福音这边有一章我来给大家看一下好了，我们就知道约翰福音第十三章。
We can turn to Gospel John chapter 13.
我们知道在这里这时候已经是主耶稣被卖的那一天要到了。
So we know here that it is almost up to the time when Jesus was betrayed.
然后呢他们要有一个宴席。
So they were going to have a feast.
那之后呢我们的主他有很长的第十四章之后他有很长的有祷告那也有跟很多话对门徒的交代。
So afterwards in 14 he has a long time of prayer and he had much words to say to the disciples.
为什么会主有这么多很他心里面很重的负担要对跟随他的门徒讲呢？
Why did he have such a huge burden to speak to the disciples?
我们看好第十三章第三十节。
Let's take a look at 13 verse 30.
犹大受了那点饼，立刻就出去了。那时候是夜间了。
As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night.
我们都知道。犹大他出去干什么
？We know what Judas left to do.
他出去，他是要谈怎么卖耶稣的事情。
He went out so to speak to the high priest on how to to complete the deal.
在约翰的心中，他知道从那一刻起是夜间了。
So in John's heart, he realized that from that point on, it was night.
我们的主以及所有的门徒教会在那个时候就在夜晚里面。
So our Lord and all the disciples at that moment was in the night.
如果我们把它稍微扩大一点的讲
If we expand it just a little bit more.
整个教会现在好像在黑暗里面。
The church is like it's in the night.
我们知道主再来的时候是诚心显现的时候。
We know that when our Lord comes again, the morning star will appear.
所以，当什么时候黎明再来的时候，当诚心现出的时候，我们就知道由晚上开始要到早上了。
When the dawn appears and when the morning star appears, then we know that the evening is becoming morning.
那时候我们的主就来了。
At that time, our Lord comes.
当晨星显现的时候，就是主来的时间。
When the morning star comes, that is when our Lord will come.
所以，严格讲起来，教会现在是在黑暗里面。
So the church right now is in the night time.
我们不要光看外面很兴旺的一部分。
Let's not look at externally to see all the prosperity.
没错，在生命成长，教会一样，在成熟的过程里面，也是经历过很多晚上到早上。
Just like how life grows, the church also experiences its growth through evening and morning.
我们知道教会历史上面有很多常神常常有一些复兴。
We know that in the church history there are a lot of times where there's revivals.
那是从晚上到早上。
It's from evening to morning.
但是呢，如果就整个神在他完全旨意成就，他那荣耀的旨意能够成就的时候，我们其实现在还是在一个黑夜里面。
So until the time that his glorious glory can be complete, we're still in the night time.
那在黑夜里面，个人我们要依靠主。
In the night time, each every one of us need to rely upon him.
但是在团体，我们更是要紧紧的跟随主。
But we need to follow him even more closely while in the body.
因为只有那个盼望诚心显现的人，盼望诚心显现的那一帮人，才能够成为得胜者。
For only those who seeks after, who's waiting for the morning star to appear, those will be the overcomers.
我们知道，如果说你起来天已经亮的时候，你诚心看不见的。
When you get up in the morning and the day is already upon you, you will not see the morning star.
当你看见太阳的时候。
When you see the sun.
其实有点晚了。
It's a little late.
可能就会像那十个童女里面那五个。
Perhaps just like the five virgins out of the ten.
你要懊悔。
Then you'll weep.
只有那真正等候、那警醒等候、那不睡觉的人。
So only those who are waiting, they will not sleep.
他才会看见晨星。
Only then will they see the morning star.
我的意思不是说叫大家星期六啊都不睡觉。
My point is not that let's not sleep on Saturday.
然后礼拜天起不来啊。
And then we cannot get up on Sunday.
但是我们的心，我们真的是要紧紧在那边精心等候。
But our heart, we need to patiently wait. We need to be watchful and wait.
这是神的心意。
That is his heart.
我知道讲这些哦，有时候跟我们心里在生活上面，我们觉得那这跟我生活有什么关系呢
？Perhaps sometimes we feel that. How does this relate to our daily life?
那这跟我服侍有什么关系呢
？What does this have anything to do with my service？
我们知道教会的堕落。
We know that church has fallen。
整个2000年历史教会的堕落里面。
We know in the 2000 years of church history the all the times that's fallen。
其实有很大的一个原因就是。不知道这个最基本的。
One of the biggest reasons is that they don't understand the basics.
我们实在忘记了，真的神到底为什么救我们？神为什么造我们？他的目的究竟在哪里
？And we forget why did he create us? Why did he save us? What is his will and purpose?
我们可以说，没错，我们得到救恩，我们有了平安，有了喜乐。
It's not wrong to say that yes, we have peace and joy and we have salvation.
那我们工作，我们读书，我们可以依靠主。
And we have work and our studies and we can depend upon him.
没错，这都是我们在这个生命里面，我们都有的，每一个人都有的经历。
And these are the experiences that every single one of us has in our life.
但我们如果不能知道主到底要什么
，But if we do not know what he truly desires,
这也难怪，为什么？教会会分裂成这个样子。
Then it's no wonder that the church will be divided.
我们想做什么就做什么。
We do whatever we want to do.
比较属灵的一点是，我们在真理上面有一些争执，有一些看见，有一些执着。
So in the spiritual things, perhaps we have some revelation. We see certain things. We grapple with certain things.
但这难道是神要的吗
？But is this truly what God wants?
我一直记得，有个弟兄，他曾经交通过。 他用了一个例子来讲到说我们多么的不明白父神的心意。
So I remember a brother gave example when he's sharing on how we don't understand the heart of the Father.
相信在座的很可能很多弟兄姐妹都听过。
I think perhaps many of you sitting here has heard this before.
他说呢，他的父亲呢，生病住院。
He said that his father was in the hospital, was sick.
然后呢，经过医生开刀治疗，在医院在复原当中。
So after surgery and the doctor's help, he was recovering.
他去看他父亲。
So he went to see his father.
然后给他一些安慰，一些鼓励。
And gave his father some comfort and some encouragement.
然后他问他父亲说，你现在要什么？
And he asked his father, "What do you want now?"
他爸爸说，我要喝水。
He says, "I want a drink of water."
就他说，好好好。那他想到父亲哦，因为刚生病，刚那个，那喝水可能不够，所以呢，他就去。特别煮了炖了一个很有营养的汤，然后拿给父亲。
So he thought that his father was sick, so he probably needs to recover, and water is probably not enough. So he went and made this wonderful soup.
拿到父亲面前。
And brought it to his father.
就到父亲摇摇头。
And his dad shook his head.
他说不要，我要喝水。
He says, "I just want some water."
就他说大概现在胃口不好，煮的这个太丰富了。所以他说，那好，那我去拿个牛奶，至少有点营养，就拿了牛奶给他爸爸。
So he thought that maybe his appetite wasn't good and it's too much, so he went to at least get more milk, has some nutrients.
结果呢，他父亲有点不太高兴，说不要，我要水。
So his father was a little upset and saying, "I just want some water."
就他还不死心。
And he wanted to try once more.
牛奶可能对有人可能会过敏。
So perhaps he's allergic to milk.
那我拿一个橙汁给他 ，orange juice.
Let me get some orange juice for him.
总是还是有点味道，有点营养。
It's got some taste and it's got some nutrients.
这时候他父亲火了。
So at this point, his father was angry.
他说：“我跟你讲的是什么
？”He says, "What have I told you?"
他说：“你讲的是水啊。
”And he says, "Just water."
那你拿给我的是什么
？Then what have you brought?
这个不是很好吗
？He says, "Aren't these things very good?"
哦，他明白了。
So he finally understood.
我们弟兄用这个例子讲到一件事情。
So our brother uses the example to speak to say this.
神的心意其实很简单。
His heart is very simple.
我们把它弄得很复杂。
We made it very complicated.
不错，我们是好心。
Of course, that we want to do this all of these things for God.
但是我们要问是不是神要的。
But we need to ask, is this what he wants?
所以要认识神的心意很重要。
So it's very important that we know his heart.
其实也不难。
It is also not very hard.
就从那最基本的。
Just start from the very basics.
神在让我们认识的过程里面。
So in the process of us,coming to know him.
为什么我要讲这么多？有黑夜，有早上。
Why do
we, 像这跟又没有什么关系，对不对
？Why do we say so many things about nighttime and morning and it doesn't seem related?
如果我们对神的那个心意不认识哦，在你经历黑夜的时候，我们走不下去的。
So if you do not know his heart, then when you're experiencing nighttime, you cannot walk.
因为你经历黑夜的时候，不一定是。是什么？你被公司开除，或者是不是因为你生了重病？不一定是这个原因。
When you're experiencing that, it may not be because you're fired at your job or you're experiencing your personal illness.
你经历黑夜的时候，也许是你在服事上面，你没有办法跟弟兄姐妹一起同工的时候。
Perhaps when you're experiencing nighttime is in your service, you cannot co-work with others.
你以为你做的对。
And you feel you're right.
但事实上，这不是神的心意。
But this is not God's will.
但是你却硬着头要做。
But this is not God's heart desire. You continue to do this.
所以我们就过不去。
So we cannot walk pass through.
我们要知道，神在每一个人身上虽然带领都不一样。
We need to know that although God has different.God leads us in different ways.
但最终要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，这一点是一样的。
But ultimately, he wants us to be shaped into his, the image of his son. That is the same.
不单单让我们神给我们有一些恩赐。
God will give us some blessings.
让我们能够服侍他。
He will give us some gifts to serve him.
也给我们一些祝福。
And then he will also give us blessings.
让我们能够在生活上面，在各方面好像很丰富。
What in our life or in other areas that we're, you know, it's very good for.
但是他只有一个目的。
But he only has one purpose.
而且他不会改变他的目的。
And he will not change his purpose.
他不会因着我们来改变他的心意的。
He will not change his will or his heart because of us.
所以如果我们今天稍微看见一点，稍微知道一点，但是我们却没有办法去跟上的话。
So if we see just a little, but we cannot follow.
我们随着潮流而走。
And we're shaken by the world.
我们可能失去了被神在神那个工作完成的那个工作里面有份的那个机会。
We will lose the opportunity of partaking in His work and being complete in His work.
因为神还会继续做。
Because He will continue to do.
但是我们自己却失去了。
But we've lost our opportunity.
所以我在这边再说。
So what I'm saying here is,
真的不是说我们怎么做，或者是我们怎么样来配搭。
It's not how we work or you know how we help each other.
一开始我是指的个人，但现在我指的是整个团体。
In the beginning, I was referring to the individual, but now I'm speaking to us corporately.
过程当然很重要。
The process is still important.
但真的不要失去了那个焦点。
But let's not forget the focal point.
仇敌很厉害的。
The enemy is strong.
教会会堕落，会失败，都不是在那些不冷不热的人身上。
The church will fail not on those who are lukewarm.
反而都是在那些有心在主身上的人。
But in those who has a heart for God.
结果因为我们没有办法在那个唯一的目标上面大家能够一起同心合意的往前走。
And only because we're not united in our desire to pursue after that goal.
最后我们就跌倒了。
And in the end, we will all fall.
那是很悲哀也很可惜的事。
That is such a tragedy.
我记得我在看尼弟兄有些书信的里面。
I remember that when I was reading a letter, Brother Nee.
他有一段话真的也提醒了我。
There's a passage that really reminded me.
他说，当我们在注意为了真理在那里好像战斗的时候。
He says that when we're fighting for the truth.
他有举例，他说，譬如教会的组织。
He gave example. For example, the church. It's
the organization.
The organization of the church.
或者是聚会的安排。
Or the schedule of the services.
他甚至讲到包括按手。
Or even laying of hands.
包括蒙头
or it's a covering of the head,
波饼
or the Lord's table,
讲方言
or the speaking tongues,
等等的
except,
圣经所提到的这些
etc. etc. the things that are mentioned in the Bible.
但是如果我们失去了焦点
but if we've forgotten our focus,
这些真理我们即便战胜了
although these things we truly understand them or take hold of them.
这些真理也不过是道理而已。
But these are just, these are principles, these are truth.
这真的是一个很大的提醒。
This is a big reminder for us.
我们再回到一开始，主耶稣说，你们要什么？
So if we return to the beginning, Lord Jesus says, seek after the Lord. What do you want?
我们知道当主在地上的时候常常有人要说你显个神迹给我们看。
when he was on earth, a lot of times people say, why don't you show us a miracle?
或者是说, 教主说, 他来做一件事情, 然后让证明他是谁。
Or to do something to prove that he is who he says he is. But our Lord, his reaction is very different from what we expect.
最常讲的一句就是,
the phrase he likes to use the most is, my time has not yet come.
因为我们的主知道他来到这个地上, 他还是要成全父的心意。
And he knows that before that he still needs to complete the will of the Father.
不然照我们的主来讲, 人家叫他要显个神迹, 他一显, 这些人就没话讲了, 对不对?
So if he just listened to those people, if he did a miracle, then there's nothing left for these people to say.
这些人就应该相信了,
then they should all believe.
就应该知道他是弥赛亚,
then they should all come to know that he is the Messiah.
我不知道大家怎么想, 要照我想, 应该是啊,
I don't know what you're thinking, but I think it's so.
对不对? 譬如今天有一个人来问我, 福音,
if someone asks me what the gospel,
我要是跟他回答,
if I,
讲福音的时候还没到,
if I answer him, the time the gospel has not yet come,
那我看我大概会被负责弟兄骂死了。
I probably get yelled at by the brothers.
你怎么不传福音呢?
Why aren't you sharing the gospel?
当然我讲的比较极端一点了,
but of course I'm being a little bit extreme here.
那主耶稣有机会, so, 秀给大家看, 为什么他不秀呢?
So Jesus had the opportunity to show everyone, why does he not?
哦,他知道, 不是照他的意思,
for he knows it's not by his will,
乃是照父的意思,
but by the will of the Father.
时间没到,
so the time hasn't come yet.
他不能做,
he cannot do it.
包括他自己也是,
even including himself.
他要上十字架, 我们知道在克西马林园的祷告,
so in the prayer in Gethsemane, when, before he was upon the cross,
他有自己的意思,
he had his own will.
他成名在父的面前,
and he gave it into the before, spoke of it before the Father.
但是他更愿意照着父的意思,
but he is even more willing to follow the will of the Father.
这是很宝贵的,
this is very precious.
主耶稣到这个地上来, 祂不单单要救我们,
when he came to this earth, not just to save us,
因为只有祂道成的肉身, 最后祂被钉上十字架, 祂才能救我们,
only until the word came into flesh and was upon and crucified upon the cross that he can save us.
但祂到这个地上, 更宝贵的一点, 祂完全是一个人的样子。
But even more precious, important point is that when he was on this earth, he was in the form of a man.
他不把他自己在天上那样的大能, 他那样子的, 有可以行做万事的这个能力, 来显出来。
He didn't show his omnipotence and ability in this earth.
他就照着一个人的样式, 他做人。
And he just lived the life of a man by.
所以他让我们,
so he gave us a path so that we can walk.
因为他是一个人呢,
because he is a man.
所以可以成为我们一个榜样,
and he can become an example for us.
所以我真的盼望弟兄姐妹, 我们能够在成长的过程里面,
so I hope the brothers and sisters that in our life when we're growing,
我们要看准对象,
we need to pursue, we need to see clearly the target.
还要特别, 我们要更要谨慎, 当我们特别在要跟随主的路上的时候, 我们实在要明白, 真的父的心意是什么。
And we need to be watchful, especially in our walk with the Lord, to understand the heart of the Father.
天父不要我们单单一个人做一个好的基督徒。
The Father doesn't just want one of us to be a good Christian.
他要我们一起。
He wants all of us.
所以为什么我们要聚会在一起, 这实在是有他特别的心意。
And that is why he wants us to gather and worship him. That's a special desire.
一个人真的容易多了。
One person is much easier.
不管你读经也好, 你祷告也好, 你服侍也好, 真的容易多了。
Whether you're reading a Bible or praying or serving, it's much easier.
你一个人去传福音,
You sharing by yourself, sharing the gospel by yourself may be easier too. I think you probably know.
虽然人多好办事, 但是人一多呢,
so although it's easier to have a lot of help, but when we have more people, there are a lot more talk.
都有意见啊,
everyone has their own thoughts.
而且意见都特别好,
everyone has their opinions, and everyone has very good opinions.
你一个一个看, 每一个意见真的是好得不得了,
if you take a look at every one of them, they're very good.
但是摆在一起可以吗?
But is it, will it work when we place it all together?
神要我们成熟,
God wants us to be mature and to be together. And to be together for a long time.
当我们现在如果还感觉说有很多挣扎, 特别在我们聚会当中, 哎呀, 怎么样, 那表示我们摆在一起还不够久。
So if we still feel that there's a bit of a struggle in our service, then perhaps we haven't been together long enough.
我今年, 不小心又去参加一次那个以色列的聚会那个 study tour.
So this year, by accident, I also went on the Israeli study tour.
真的是不小心的。
By accident.
那总共有160几个人参加。
There's about 160 people.
从各处来的。
From all over the world.
当然大部分都是从国内来的。
But a lot were from China.
China. 那而且都是信主的弟兄姐妹。
And a lot of them were brothers and sisters in Christ.
那照理说这样的旅游应该不会像聚会上面那个这么复杂嘛。
So it's just a tour, so it should be easier than worship.
但是还是不容易。
But it wasn't easy.
每一个来的都有他们的背景。
Everyone has a very different background.
都有他们认为应该要做的事情。
And there are certain things that they feel they should do.
所以神要我们摆在一起磨。
So God wants us to be together, to be molded.
一个人很难能够成熟。
It's hard for a single individual to be mature.
因为一个人太好，太容易了。
Because it's easy for one person.
所以神让我们在这个黑夜等候当中。
So God wants us to wait in the night.
他在寻找一批人。
He is seeking after a group of people.
他不是寻找一个人。
He is not seeking after one.
他如果要寻找一个人, 那主耶稣就已经够了。
If he is looking for one, then Jesus himself would be enough.
对不对? 主耶稣在变化山上, 他已经完全满足了他在地上成为人一个代表神荣耀形象的一个人。
And while Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, he already satisfied all the requirements of being a perfect man in the eyes of God. So God no longer needs any one of us. But his heart is not here. He wants our Lord Jesus to walk on the way of the cross. And us as well. So when we have the evening and morning,
这是一段十字架的道路的功课。
This is the lesson of the cross.
但愿我们真的能够彼此多多的提醒也鼓励。
May we really remind and encourage each other.
我知道在弟兄姐妹当中我们实在有时候走得很辛苦。
We know that sometimes it's very difficult to walk with the brothers and sisters.
我们有些有时候也想放弃。
Sometimes we also want to give up.
但是我们的神都还没有放弃。
But God has not given up on us yet.
神盼望我们有一天，每一个，不单单在这里的每一个， 所有他重价保全所买回买书回来的儿女们。
So he hopes that one day, not just the ones that are here, but every single one in, that believes him.
我们都能够在他面前,
that we can all be before him.
得到他的称赞,
and to all receive his praise.
并且我们也因着他的工作,
and also through his work, by his work.
他能够像在第七日一样,
and that he, just like on the seventh day, that he can rest because he is content and satisfied. When will we let our Lord be content and satisfied?
盼望这是我们能够与弟兄姐妹,众弟兄姐妹一同往前走的一个力量。
I hope that this becomes a motivation for all of us to walk ahead together. So that our Lord may be satisfied. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Lord, once again we give thanks and praise to you. What are we?
但你却顾念我们,
that you should be mindful of us.
你还重价保血, 用你自己的生命,
and you paid a great price for your body and your blood so that we may be saved.
哦主啊, 我们让你花这么大的, 代价, 来救我们,
Lord, we that you pay such a great price just to save us.
救了我们之后, 又让你需要用这么大的, 工作在我们身上,
and after you saved us, you have such great work in us so that we can through your will. Lord, we can only confess that we don't understand. Because there are no such things here in this world.
主啊,
Lord, may you be gracious to us.
照亮我们里面的人,
and to enlighten the man within.
主啊,
so that we can see.
主啊,你那荣耀永远的旨意,
that your glorious eternal will.
主啊,在你爱子耶稣基督的身上,
in the body of your beloved Son, the Christ.
主啊,你要我们磨成你爱子的形象,
that we may conform to the image of your beloved Son.
主啊,这是你自己的工作,
this is your work, Lord.
主啊,但是但愿我们愿意跟着上,
but we're willing to follow.
主啊,怜悯你自己的教会,
Lord, be gracious to your church.
主啊,我们现在还在黑暗当中,
we're still in the night.
主啊,圣灵帮助我们, 叫我们能够警醒,
may the Holy Spirit help us so that we can be watchful.
主啊,我们是那一般, 真的是盼望能够看见晨星的第一道光的人,
we're hoping and waiting for the morning star.
主啊,我们感谢赞美归给你,
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊,我们把这些 并不完全的话语, 再次仰望在你的手中,
and once again we lift these incomplete words into your hand.
我们只有求, 圣灵真的保惠师帮助我们,
we pray that the Holy Spirit and the great counselor to help us,
把你自己的心意在我们里面讲得更明白,
and to speak even more clearly your will in our heart.
主啊, 特别是在我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹,
especially the younger brothers and sisters here,
年轻的孩子们,
the younger youth here.
主啊, 这末世, 我们知道你来的日子近了,
and these end times we know you're coming. You're coming.
主啊, 但愿, 主啊, 这些年轻的孩子, 年轻的弟兄姐妹, 主啊, 也真的是被你大光所照,
and may the youth also may you shine a great light upon them.
主啊, 不被这个世界, 这个潮流, 仇敌所掳去,
and not to be taken captive by the times and by the world.
主啊, 让我们每一个人, 从老的, 到年幼的, 主啊,在你面前蒙恩,
from young to old, may we all be blessed before you.
主啊,在你面前, 主啊, 实在被你捡在你的手中, 成为你, 贵重的器皿,
and may we all be chosen by you to be your vessel.
主啊,我们能够与众弟兄姐妹, 我们一起来服侍你,
and may we all serve you with the brothers and sisters.
主啊,不管在福音的上面,
whether in the works of the gospel,
不管在, 真理征战的上面,
or in struggling and fighting for the truth,
在我们个人每一个人生活上面,
or in our personal life,
主啊, 都能够靠着你, 能够得胜有余,
that we can all overcome by you.
主啊, 但愿, 主啊, 黑夜很快就要过去,
for we know that the night will pass quickly.
主啊, 现在可能是最黑的时候,
perhaps right now is the darkest time.
主啊, 但是我们知道最黑的时候代表, 主啊, 那个晨星就马上要到了,
because for we know the darkest time represent that the morning star is coming quickly.
主啊, 求你激励我们,
Lord, may you encourage us,
我们能够等候晨星的显现,
that we can wait for the appearance of the morning star.
我们感谢赞美归给你,
Lord, we thank and praise you.
这样感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.